You're too bad to be messed with. You get to that place, you'll be just like God. When he showed up in heaven, he said, I ain't going back to that place. He'll leave your house alone. He'll go mess with those houses that people don't know nothing. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We talked about the last time we covered some of this. The thief reason for coming, what? To steal, kill, and to destroy, right? Hallelujah. That's his only reason. He never come to add anything to your life. He never come to make you any better. He has no intention, not one plan whatsoever. And I want to take it a step further. He can't do it because he has no good in him. There's no good in him. So God's saying, stay away from him. All right? Let you know that God is serious, and I'm going to turn here and read it to you. Ephesians 4:27. If you can put that up, I believe that's what I want. It's the next chapter over. It says what? Y'all read it. Neither give place to the devil, right? See, you know why? He has nothing good for you. I don't care how sweet he talks. I don't care what he's transformed himself into and appear to you to be. He is a liar and a deceiver. He's a killer. He can't give you life. He can fool you like he's doing so. But his ultimate goal is to kill you. He's a killer. Hallelujah. I say he's a killer. I want to identify him so you can see how sneaky, unreliable, untrustworthy, undependable. You can't trust him. Hello? And God said, do not give him any play. Now listen to this. Go ahead and put this one up. James. Let's do verse 12. James 1:12. Blessed is the man that what? Endures what? What, you notice what he said? Blessed is who? The man that means woman, boy, and girl, that endures what? For when he is what? He shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord who? Has promised to who? Now watch this. Give me the next verse. Watch it. Let no man say. Who? No man. When he is tempted, I am tempted of God. God don't do stuff like that. He doesn't do stuff like that. For God cannot be tempted with evil. And he doesn't use evil. He cannot be tempted with it, and he doesn't use it. Neither tempt he who? Any man. Keep going. But every man. How many? Every man is what? Tempted when? When he's drawn away on lust and enticement. And enticed. Keep going. Then, when lust has what? Conceived. What lust will give birth to? To bring forth sin. And when sin runs its course, what sin bring forth? Now you can see that. You see how Satan con you? Will y'all mind me just talking simple talk like we live? I'm going to go back to some of my stuff that I got control of and talk about. Now, my flesh, my appetite, now you may be different. My appetite and I don't know if that's a good word because I don't want to compare it with the love of God. I love sweetness. I love sweet stuff. And don't you bring no chocolate. I eat chocolate in the morning, chocolate at midday, chocolate between midday and morning breakfast, and I eat chocolate at noon, chocolate late in the evening. I wake up in the midnight and wake me. I give me some chocolate. And then I eat some in between all that. And when I used to eat a lot of ice cream, and I when it had control of me, you know what kind I like? I didn't want all chocolate. See, I wasn't present. I want that square of chocolate. And I promise you, when I was at that point, you could wake me up any time of night, I could eat some ice cream. Stop me any point of the day, traveling anywhere, I could eat ice cream. But thank God I'm delivered. My body say, I have some candy on my desk. I don't need to be telling y'all. And as I started out with, our kids are. It's okay if you take a little side journey, because we're talking about being filled with the fullness of God, right? You know, our kids, especially our grand, they do stuff that, So I started out with peppermints. And then I got some of these little container called Tic Tac. Y'all heard of that? So Jai, he little fella, he messed around and tasted Tic Tac. And he came to my office. I don't buy one of those stupid peppermints. I don't need some Tic Tac. I mean, that's what he said. I don't miss some Tic Tac. So you want to kind of try to comply to him. So I started out with some peppermint, and I started buying a little Tic Tac and got the, what's the little round thing called? Little white one? Lifesaver. Yeah, Lifesaver. Then that little white one in the paper. What you call them? The white. Anyway, I know they're breath mint, but I just pick them up and buy them. I don't even look at the name of them. But anyway, I went to that. And after a while, they require of Papa. They require of Daddy. They got to have a candy sack every Christmas. Can you imagine 25 folks in your house and you fixing a candy sack for all of them? Can you imagine what kind of money that costs? And nobody ever pitch in the pot to help buy it. The whole bill is on me.